Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we would like to offer our congratulations to our esteemed listeners, because as you know, according to some narrations, some hadiths which have been transmitted in the works of our brethren, the Ahlus Sunnah, today is the birthday of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Of course, these narrations are relatively weaker than the traditions which have been narrated regarding his birth, which say that he was born prior to this day, on the 17th of Rabiul Awal. Nevertheless, we respect our Sunni brothers and their narrations regarding the birth of the Holy Prophet. And again, we would like to congratulate our listeners on this day for the birth of the Prophet, as well as the Week of Unity. Today is the beginning of this week is the Week of Unity, and we would like to offer our congratulations to our listeners regarding this week as well. Today on The Key, we would like to ask a question regarding unity and wahdat. What is the importance of unity? Is there anything mentioned in the Holy Quran regarding the importance of unity? And is there anything that we can mention that could kind of reinforce this significance and importance? The answer to this question is that yes, there are numerous hadiths, numerous verses in the Holy Quran which indicate the importance of unity. And one of the most glaring verses which kind of point to and allude to this, the importance of unity between the members of a nation, and specifically the members of the nation of Islam, is this verse of Surah Tur. This is the 96th verse of Surah Tur. As you know, when the Prophet Moses, he went up to the mountain of Tur to receive God's word, certain things happened while his nation, the children of Israel, were awaiting his return. And his successor, the prophet Aaron, Hazrat Harun, who was left behind to take care of the nation, right? He, he was forced to cast aside certain orders of the Prophet Moses. And when the Prophet Moses, he came back, right, the Holy Quran relates the following and says that the following transpired. The Prophet Moses, he grabbed Aaron by the beard, and he rebuked him. Why did you do this? So in response, Hazrat Harun alayhi salam said the following: Qala, Yabna umma, O son of my mother, la ta'khudh bilihyati, do not grab me by my beard, wala bira'si, or my head, inni khashitu antaqul, I was afraid that you would say, farraqta bayna bani Israel. Right? I accepted, right, the circumstances that I was in, and I disobeyed the recommendations you gave me, because I was afraid that if I didn't, a disunity would appear amongst the Bani Israel, internation, and that was it would have been worse than my foregoing your recommendations and not following them. Right. So this indicates clearly the importance of unity. Unity is something we should all seek and aspire to and follow. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the importance of unity in the Holy Quran. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussain Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.